This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house.
Welcome. Oh boy, here we go. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast. We're back with episode 157. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy. We are back, actually.
We've got a new setup, everybody. We switched platforms. We upgraded our cameras for you. We're like doing it big. We're wearing our matching Yellowstone Dutton Ranch sweatshirts because...
Yeah, Ray surprised me with this the other day. That was a very big surprise. She just texted me. She's like, I have a present coming toward like to you. Or no, you said a gift. And I was like, a gift? I didn't even do anything. And then you're like... Just keep your eye out. And then I got this and I opened it at like 3 a.m. and I was like, oh my God, this thing's so sick.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. You'll have to watch the video or check out our social clips. But we love Yellowstone. We love Lainey Wilson. You all know this. And we love hockey. And because we don't have a shared mutual hockey team and or anything in common in our hockey space besides the fact that we just love hockey, we have to match with Yellowstone and Lainey Wilson shirts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining. This thing's real cozy.
It is.
It's cozy.
It's super soft. And the best part is I got them at Sam's Club.
Which is wild. Why does Sam's Club have so many Yellowstone items? Like they have a crock pot, they have throws, pillows, seasonings, which the seasonings do look good.
Super random amount of stuff on that. But either way, we are back from the off season. I know you are just so excited to hear us talk all things hockey again. And we're, of course, going to try some new stuff this season. And we're going to kick it off with NHL news, updates, opinions. And we're going to start with the reigning Stanley Cup champions, the Vegas Golden Knights. Can they do it again this year? What do you think?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
We all know how I feel. They are technically my hometown team, though. So,
I know. Oh, yeah. Breezy moved. Did that happen yet last season?
I had just, like, I wasn't in the house yet. I'm currently in the house because this is my room right here, folks.
Yep.
Yeah. So I did move. Can they do it again? Maybe.
Well, we know Breezy does not care for them, but I think...
I don't. I actually get into arguments with people quite often over them.
Well, they did not make any significant additions to the roster in the offseason. So, hypothetically, they have essentially the same team, except they lost Riley Smith, who went to Pittsburgh. But, I mean, if everyone...
It was a key part in that team from the beginning, so...
Yeah, I mean, if you compare it to the Lightning, who, after their first win, didn't make too many changes for the next season. They made a couple, I think, but not anything super significant. But they had good depth, and they were able to do it. So I'll be intrigued to see. And for some reason, I don't know why, but this summer, I was like, I couldn't remember who won the Stanley Cup. Like, it had erased in my brain. And I
was
like,
so forgettable.
Yeah. It was a little forgettable. And plus...
Sorry, everybody. It was a little forgettable.
I didn't see a whole lot of like crazy fun videos with the cup like we did last year.
No, not at all.
Is that because it's Vegas and they were just like out in the clubs and not like taking videos and pictures or what?
I don't know. I do have one comment, though. I do have one comment because I did see Jonathan Quick's Stanley Cup party and Tyler Toffoli touched the Stanley Cup. That's a little risky to me.
But like, where does Toffoli even play anymore? He's been with so many teams. Where is he now?
He's with the New Jersey Devils, which have a very good chance of playing very well this season.
Yes, they do. I can't keep up with Toffoli. He keeps moving like all the time.
Keeping
every year.
He's keeping up with the Toffolis. That's what I do.
But in his defense, he has won the Stanley Cup twice. And so he does have a legitimate, like, safety as far as, like, jinxies go with touching the cup. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, maybe not.
I mean, or maybe the jinx just doesn't matter.
If he doesn't believe in it, then sure. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see how they do this season. I think they could do pretty well if they can stay healthy, right? I think that's a big part of it. Also, some current news that's been happening since the – it's too hard for us to go back and talk about everything that happened in the off season, right? Like, we – it would just take days for us and episodes for us to try to, like, cover it all. So we're going to just kind of go from where we're at with some of the big stuff. So the biggest stressors of this past week were in Anaheim with the Ducks. Ducks fans were freaking out that they were not going to get Trevor Zegras again or Jamie Drysdale. And guess what? They get to keep them. So
were they really serious, though? They really thought Zegras was going to leave.
Yeah, people really were getting worried. I'm like, he's not leaving. He's just trying to negotiate the best money he can out of that cheap organization who does not spend money and who, I mean, they're still not going to be a very good team this year, but they've got Zegras at least and Drysdale to watch, which is super fun. And he's a great franchise player for that organization, but I don't know that he'll stay like beyond the 3 years.
Yeah, it's a little,
Unless the Ducks do a lot of changes over the next three seasons, I don't know that that's going to be his forever team. So I think enjoy him. Well, if I was him, that would be what I would do.
Yeah.
But I am not Trevor Zegras.
You are not Trevor Zegras. No, you're not Z.
No. Do we even want to touch the Columbus Blue Jacket, Mike Babcock?
Mm-mm. Nope. No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Now if you don't know what we're talking...
Sorry. Just being real.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to Google it. But the Columbus Blue Jackets are in for a really interesting season. That's what we got there. Their head coach was fired. Well, resigned. Fired. Within a very short amount of time of being hired. And probably... for good reason.
Yeah. But Connor Bedard.
Connor Bedard.
We can talk about Connor for sure.
Oh, yeah, we can. He's the star of the league. Everybody's watching him. Or is that just me?
No, I feel like everyone's watching him.
Yeah, they're like, what can this kid really do? It's super exciting to watch him play. He looks, gosh, he has such a mentality of Sidney Crosby. Like, his frustration and commitment to playing is so intense that, like, I'm a little concerned. Like, I hope he can kind of settle a little bit. Like, I can't let his emotions get the better of him. But, you know, we've seen that play to Sidney Crosby's strengths and whatnot. So I'm a little okay with that. But here's my only concern, because you know I'm always glass half empty, Ray. Like, first, I wasn't even sure they were going to draft him.
I kind of hate that about you. It's got to be half full. Come on.
No, you're half full, and I'm half empty.
That just sounds so depressing. That is depressing.
Listen, I'm a little bit of a depressing person. I can't help it. I blame my years working in local news where everything was just like, oh yeah, there's another dead body. Cool. Great. Let's keep going. That's the end of the world. Anyway, Connor Bedard. Listen, I'm not sure if I fully support the way that the team and the GM have made decisions around bringing in the veterans like Foligno and Hall and Perry, who I also completely forgot we had. I was like,
Corey Perry sucks.
I know most people don't like him, including you. And who's glass half empty now? Okay.
Well, it is when it comes. My glass is empty when it comes to Corey Perry. There's nothing there for Corey Perry. I'm just going to be real.
That's fine. You know, the devil you know is better than the one that you don't, I guess. So I'm just going to embrace it for right now. I'm not going to be buying a Corey Perry jersey anytime soon, but I'm I'm just a little concerned that these veterans, I think we have too many, and too many who aren't going to stay around long enough, can't stay around long enough with Bedard to really like build a team. I think, you know, they're kind of like trying to do what we did when we had Kane and Taze, but Kane and Taze were both so young and we had so many other younger players with a few veterans that were mixed in, but not to like this degree. And like, I don't want Connor to get comfortable with Foligno and Hall because I don't know how long they're going to be around. And like, I really hope the goal is not to win a Stanley Cup in the next 3 years, but to like really develop Bedard and bring the right team around him. So I'm just a little like, I gotta see how this season goes. How do you feel about Connor Bedard being a Blackhawk?
I mean, I was excited for you when it originally happened, and I haven't really been able to watch, honestly, but I have to watch it. I can't make a comment without actually seeing it. But from what I did see, I mean, he looks like he's playing pretty well.
Yes, he's fully ready to play at his age in the NHL, yeah. I think. And mm-hmm. I do think it's good that we have some enforcer guys because he is a little on the smaller side, Bedard. So I do worry.
He's small in stature, but the dude is ripped.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he's not done developing, right? He's 18. Right. Like, come on, you know?
Yeah. Tree trunk legs. And yes. Arms.
Glass half full. Glass
You're
half
welcome.
Full.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm here. You're welcome.
Yes. No, I'm very happy he's there. I'm just like a little concerned about like how we're going to coach this and how the other players on the team and how we all work together situation. So I just need to see how it all plays out on the ice over this season. I don't expect great things from the team. I am just, I just want him to be healthy, Connor Bedard. I want him to play well. I want him to find his footing in the bigs, and I want him to feel comfortable and confident. And like, that's it.
Yeah.
I can just go down the ice. Except I have a bone to pick with Marc-Andre Fleury, who decided to trip Connor Bedard along with several of our other players during a shootout in preseason. Excuse me? Marc-Andre Fleury.
Your boy.
No. No. You need to calm down. Do not injure Connor Bedard before the freaking season even starts. I'm going to have a riot. I'm going to go make signs that boycott you. And I don't want to do that because I really like you. So like, calm down. And how come he didn't get penalty for that? How is that legal? How is he allowed to trip players after the end of the play?
I don't know.
Where's the tripping call?
God, geez.
Where's my tripping call?
What are you doing? Reeling someone in? Do a little wrap around.
They do the sweep for tripping when the refs do the tripping.
You look like you're about to hurt yourself.
Listen, that's what they do. Anyway, before we talk about the next topic, I actually want to hear from you about your teams because your teams have a whole bunch of new players, at least in Toronto and Nashville.
Yeah. Honestly, I can't even keep up. But then you say my teams, and then I'm like, well, who are my teams now? Because I feel like I have like they're all of them. It's just all of them. I know you're shaking your head. You're really shaking your head.
Too many freaking teams.
Too many freaking teams. I just like watching hockey. Everybody. I have no idea what's going on in New York. I'm gonna be real. No idea what's going on in New York. So I'll just get that one out of the way. The Kings are looking pretty sharp. I'll say that. Kings looking really good. They picked up Dubois. And I have... Sorry, I felt like there was a spider on me. I think it's just something else. So I lost my train of thought.
Kings, Dubois.
Yeah, Kings, Dubois came in. And they're looking really sharp. They're looking really good. And the Australia games were kind of cool. They're really cool. So we have that going for us. I think that if they can keep playing the way that they are in the preseason, like if that carries over and everyone stays healthy, it's going to be really good. I think they made a lot of good changes and they're physical. Like they're hitting and it's going to be good. I think that's what needed to happen. Nashville. I don't know what's happening in Nashville. It just doesn't make sense. But what does make sense is Roman Yossi is still there. So that's all that matters to me.
And I forgot Ryan O'Reilly's there now.
O'Reilly there. Ryan McDonough's there still. And it's like,
what? New GM, new coaching. Everything is fresh, fresh, fresh.
Fresh, fresh, fresh. And Philip Forsberg hopefully will be healthy this season. Ryan Johansson's gone, so they dumped that contract, which is good.
And Dutchie.
And Dutchie's gone, which looks like he's doing pretty well in Dallas. And I saw the other day that they had posted – I'm like death gripping my microphone now. I'm sorry.
I know.
That they had – is it bad?
Calm down.
I just get so excited. So the Preds had posted like a leading goal scorers or something like that. And Matt Duchene's photo was there and it's like, he's not even on the team. It was weird. Oops. Yikes. Anyway. So
it's the first episode of the season, folks. Welcome back to the House of Hockey podcast.
Toronto. Everyone's Toronto. Still hyped up on Toronto, and I think the hype is always going to be there. You're falling asleep, I know.
Yep.
I don't really know what offseason. Oh, Max Domi's there, which is going to be cool. Which is really going to be
cool. He's such an asset for every team he's ever played for. I don't understand why every team is so quick to move him around. Is it because of the price tag?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't get that one, but okay, go ahead. So you got Domi.
We got Domi, and then I don't remember anything else. It's been a long off season, but I do want to go back to the Kings. Trevor Lewis is back, and he was always the unsung hero, and to have that guy back in action, maybe he's the piece too. I don't know. I'm really excited to see Seattle again this season. So I think that they're like my other team. I think I have 5 teams. Actually, I'm probably going to have 6 teams because I'm still following, keeping up with the Toffolis. So wherever he goes, I go.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to New Jersey.
That's a lot of hockey. Maybe our friend Alma can just watch the Jersey games of Toffoli for you and report back.
She can, because I honestly don't really have a whole lot of time to watch games, but I will watch as much as I can.
Of course. And okay, so Kings are going to be exciting to watch. I think based on what we saw last season, there's a lot of excitement and talent there that's still figuring out its mesh situation. And I think they will be there. I think the Kraken, again, are going to have a good season. They made quite a few changes in the offseason as well. And I get to see them in person. So I will be reporting back on that whole experience in October. Oh, it is October. Oh. This month. Before I get October. To see you. Oh yeah, newsflash. Breaking news. Breezy and Ray Ray are going to be in the same city for the first time in 3 years.
Well, I'm going to be driving to the city to see you. But yes,
it's like an hour and a half.
It's an hour and 20 minutes.
It's like the same. We're going to be in the same city and we're planning something super fun for you guys. So stay tuned. That's happening this month as well. But I digress.
That was so fast.
Seattle. What else were you saying? You're not following the Rangers, so you don't know what's happening there. Well, they got rid of, this leads perfectly into the next topic. Where is Patrick Kane?
I don't know. Where is he? Where can you find him?
Nope. Nobody knows where he is.
How did you lose tabs on your favorite player?
Listen, he's like flying under the radar. I feel like I've got to make some updates to my wall. Like, I feel like I need to add Jake Middleton and Patrick Kane.
Yeah, because you are a Minnesota.
No.
Debatable. Debatable. But I didn't hear you. You said Jake Middleton plays for the Minnesota Wild and he's your favorite in.
That doesn't mean I'm a Minnesota Wild fan.
You're okay?
And I have issues with Marc-Andre Fleury right now, so there's definitely no way I'm a fan.
You have beef with the Flower.
I have beef with Flower, but I'll take it up with him at another time. I will continue to watch how he performs against Connor Bedard, and if it continues to get worse, we will talk. But I don't know where Patrick Kane is. Nobody does. There are no rumors happening. Uh-huh. I can't find any news on him.
He had hip surgery, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he had hip surgery. He's doing great. He feels great. He's been seen back on the ice playing and working out, but he has not signed a contract or a deal anywhere. And guys, it's Sunday, October 8th. So I don't know where he's going to end up and what's going to happen. He needs to end up somewhere great. The one rumor that I will entertain, only because it has some credibility behind it, in my opinion, is that he might end up in Detroit because Alex DeBrincat is now there, and mm-hmm. they play really well on lines together and could be a really good asset for the Detroit Red Wings, even though they're like our main division rival. Don't like that, but I'm also okay with it because like Chris Chelios has done stuff like that and like played for the Blackhawks and then the Red Wings or whatever, whichever order that is. And then, you know, so it's okay to a degree, and I'm okay to like repeat the past a little bit in that way. But again, can't find him. Don't know where he is. Don't know where he's going. There's no news reports on it. It is presumed that he is very healthy and ready to get back on the ice. And so where is he?
He's just going to pop up somewhere and you're going to be like, whoa, there he is.
Yep. And I'm going to just like freak out.
And then you're going to come on here and then you're going to rant because you're like, I didn't think that was going to happen. And he should be a Blackhawk. And what is happening?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of a bummer. That's exactly what's going to happen.
And then you're going to throw your arms up and say, I give up. I can't keep up with this because your glass is always half empty.
Yes, it is. Okay, but here's where my glass is half full.
Oh, what? When?
Professional women's hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's full. It's not half full. It's just full.
Correct. Yeah. In case you all missed it, and this continues to be the most confusing conversation we have on this podcast, is like all of the crazy leagues that have changed and happened with the women's side. But here's the update. It is now one league called the Professional Women's Hockey League, PWHL. It is now composed of the PWHPA and the PHF, which were the two separate leagues that, don't worry about it, it's one league now. That's all that matters. All of the top players in the women's league are all playing together. So the PWHPA partnered with the Mark Walter Group and Billie Jean King Enterprises, and they acquired the PHF. And then, so now both of those leagues are one big happy family. Well, happy, I'm not quite sure, but happy for the fans. There's going to be a 24-game season starting in January of 2024. They have mm-hmm. six brand new teams: Boston, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Montreal, New York City, Ottawa, and Toronto, and the likes of Hillary Knight, Kendall Coyne Schofield, Sarah Nurse, and then all of your favorites from the PHF are all playing. They did a draft. They did this whole thing. It's real. They have preseason right now. It is like very, very, very exciting that I live so close to Hillary Knight and can go watch her
play. I know. My bestie.
I know she's your BFF. She liked your mm-hmm. post.
She did like my post.
Yes.
Still my highlight of 2022.
That long ago, huh?
Wait, year it's are only we in?
2023.
Yeah. And it happened in December of 2022, so.
Okay, hold on.
She made my ear.
Stuck to my pants. There we go. She did make your year. I wouldn't, because I'm a glass half empty kind of gal, and I didn't send you a Yellowstone sweatshirt then, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. This yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know my role in your life, and it's okay. I know Hillary is more important to you, and I accept that.
I wouldn't say more important, but like, it's Hillary freaking Knight.
So we get to watch these legendary women play hockey in these incredible cities. I know there were some fans who were upset that they decided to leave Buffalo and Connecticut, where they had some of the other teams, but they're trying to follow a model of being in the big cities where there's already a big fan bases to begin with to have some longevity. And I fully support this. I'm so excited. I hope everybody gets their butts to games if they are in those cities or near those cities. I don't think we'll be doing any of those Dream Gap World Tours anymore. Obviously, we'll have Team USA and Team Canada, I'm imagining. They'll still do those rivalry series, but I'm not 100% sure on that. How do you feel about the women, this new change with the league?
I think it's really cool and I'm really excited, and I think that they're doing good things and I want to see more.
I do too.
Yes.
Women's sports are growing significantly, and there's a huge amount of money being spent advertising wise on women's sports. And I think that this was a good move to bring in Billie Jean King, who is going to really be the advocate for this and make sure that it's done right and well, and that they're getting paid more and taken care of. And I'm just happy. I hope this lasts. That's why I'm going to beat it into all of your heads. If you are anywhere near any of these freaking cities, go to the games. I almost want to just buy season tickets to Boston just to support the organization. I don't know how expensive that is, but maybe it's a tax write-off. I'm not sure. So I'll have to look into it. But I just want to support them, you know?
I feel like I want to just come visit you and we can go to a game.
Yeah. Anytime, Breeze. January 2024. Mark it down.
I mean, I really want to go. I know Boston games in general are expensive, like Bruins games, but I feel like we can hit two games and I feel like that'd be fun.
Yeah. Glass half full. Okay, let's switch to the AHL.
Simmer. God, Jesus criminy.
Okay, Breezy wanted to add a section of the podcast where we talk about minor league hockey highlights in some capacity. And the only highlight I could find, which I'm not entirely sure is actually a highlight, is that Shane Wright, if you remember, he was the projected first overall pick in 2022.
And well, he was so confident in himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's still playing in the minors. They send him back down again in Seattle. He's 19. He's just not there yet, or is not there yet in the eyes of the Seattle Kraken organization. And I also don't think this is such a bad thing. I just think he was so full of himself that it backfired on him big time. And now he's going to deal with all this backlash from media like us being like, yeah, maybe you're just not ready. And you will be a great player, but maybe you need to get your ego out of the way, which leads me back to the Connor Bedard thing, which is again, I need him to be not so emotional. Involved and has to learn that balance. It's good to be frustrated and mad that you lost, but also I don't know. I feel like maybe Bedard really is this saving Jesus that we've all been waiting for, like Sidney Crosby was, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think it's right for Shane Wright to be sent back down?
I mean, I haven't watched him play, but I just don't know. There's players that just aren't ready. I mean, he could be a player that's ready when he's 22, 23. Yeah, I mean, he could have it in a couple, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. Maybe it just is one of those things where people are getting desperate. Maybe the Anaheim Ducks are going to swoop him up because they need some more young talent. And that's where he's going to end up. Who knows?
let's move on to our next new section of the podcast. Social media, viral video, crazy play, etc. Like our holy shit thought of the day. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
Breezy got a Seattle Kraken tattoo, everybody.
At least that's what you like to think I got.
Okay, how would you describe what you have on your leg?
It is an octopus eating a jellyfish.
But I didn't see a head on that octopus.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I first told you I got it, the head wasn't done yet. And then I just got it finished on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. And the head is finished. I sent you pictures.
I know, but I couldn't tell. And I didn't
look. You got to zoom in. It's got a lot of detail. It's like.
Oh, I see the eye now. Okay. Oh, yeah. I see the head. Okay. I see the head. It's an octopus.
It's an octopus. I mean, look at all the tentacles.
It's the Kraken. But that's okay.
It's cool. It is cool.
It is really cool. I don't care. I'm just giving her a hard time. Yeah. I chirped her on social media about it. I said, did you get a Kraken tattoo? She was so mad at me. She did not even respond to my comment on social media. She was in a fight with me and I didn't even know it.
I was in a fight with you and I didn't even know it either because... I was tired, I think, when you said. So my first session was 10 hours long, 10 hours straight of tattooing. I was at the shop for 12 hours, and the gun was running for 10 hours straight.
That's a long time.
It was a long time. And then when I went back on this past Wednesday, it was a 5.5 hour session. So I'm pretty deep into it, and I have like 1 hour left of just punching in a little bit more highlights and just outlining, making a couple lines a little bit more bold, like what he did. So it's pretty much done though. So it's basically done. It's basically 100% done.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not get a Seattle Kraken tattoo this off season.
It's not a Kraken tattoo.
She's so mad. All right, I'll leave it alone. I'll be done. I won't joke about that anymore. I just had to get it out of my system.
It is cool though. And then I'm like, dang, maybe I should say it's a Kraken tattoo, but
no. 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 No.
No.
No. Don't.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. We'll show pictures, everybody.
Yeah. It's time for Hunk of the Week. Who is your Hunk of the Week, Breezy?
Oh man, who's my Hunk of the Week? Can I take a rain check on that for a hot minute?
Sure. And you can't say Roman Yossi. I am going to put my Hunk of the Week is Ryan Hartman. Yes, of the Minnesota Wild. He signed a 3-year, $12 million contract to stay there. He also got married this offseason. And he, I was like really secretly hoping that Jake Middleton was at his wedding and that they had like a tarps off moment. And I'm still like waiting for that picture to surface on the internet. So if anybody was at Ryan Hartman's wedding, please DM me any photos just for my own viewing pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. I love that. Love that. Hunk of the Week. Who am I going to pick for Hunk of the Week? I'm going to say Adrian Kempe.
Why?
I just want to.
She came unprepared, folks.
I did come unprepared. I'm really sorry. I had a I got a little unprepared.
It's okay. There are weeks where I am.
But, last season he was a 40 goal scorer. And I think that he's really going to, I think he's going to push 50 goals this season.
Bold predictions here, folks. Bold predictions here. I don't think that's going to happen. But
I said pushing. I said pushing.
Okay. Technicality.
Pushing could be 44. It could be 44.
Okay.
As long as he beats 40, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the predictions. Time for some announcements. We are on a brand new platform right now. And if you are a Spotify listener, or even if you're not, you can go on there and send us voice messages and or questions, comments, fun stories, whatever you want to tell us. You can actually communicate with us with that way, and we could possibly play your message on the podcast. So make sure you're following us on Spotify. And then we also have started with our good friend Alma, who's been guest on this podcast several times. We started a social club on Facebook, and we want you to join. And all you have to do is, one, follow us on Facebook, House of Hockey Podcast. Give us a follow. Then we can invite you to join our social club, our hockey fan social club, which is basically a group on Facebook where we want us all to connect with fellow fans of different cities to make new friends, get recommendations on your arena, like your home arena. We want you to be able to like meet up with fellow fans at different arenas. I travel a lot by myself. So does our friend Alma. And we want you guys to be able to be like, hey, I'm going to a Kraken game. Who here is a Kraken fan? Let's meet up at intermission and say hi and connect and like talk about your team. Like that's what we want, right, Breeze?
Yep. I think that's it's going to be a good spot for us to kind of hang out and meet up with one another. And it is a safe spot and we'll make friends because we like doing that. And yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. And it's not a place for like hockey news, no hate, none of that. Like it's just more of a community.
Yeah. And it's always pretty cool when you go to a new city and like you have pointers on where to go, where to sit, where to eat, where to stay. Not a lot of people know like good or bad parts of town. So, you know, people can utilize this little community to make sure that they're going to make the best out of their trip, because we all know hockey trips are not cheap. And you want to make the best of it and you want to see all the things, and helpful pointers are always really good. So,
yeah, it's a social club. It's a hockey fan social club. Exactly the definition. And Breezy's tagline for it is friends in cold places.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fun.
It is.
Okay. It's a little play on Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Because we are also a country music podcast.
Yes, we are.
Sometimes. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We're excited to be back.
We are.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Hockey's back.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey Podcast. We'll be back next week.